Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference. Oscar Wilde 的这句话，爱自己是终身浪漫的开始。To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. 我们再来用美音读一下这句话。To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. 这句话音和美音几乎是没有什么发音上的差别，我们一起来做发音讲解。To love oneself, 我们注意 oneself 这个词重音在后面这个音节上。Oneself, 的的 oneself。To love oneself, 后面可以短停一下 is the beginning of a, 后面两处可以连读 beginning of a, 两个虚词弱读 of a, 后面这两个词呢英音和美音有略微差异了 lifelong, 首先这个词重音在前 lifelong, 英音读成 long, 美音读成 long,Lifelong 最后浪漫这个词重音可以放前也可以放后一般来讲放到前面会更居多一点点可以读成 Romance 美音呢读成 Romance 这是英音和美音略微有差异的单词我们来分别用英和美读一下这句话 To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romanceTo love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. 发音部分就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话的意思。To love oneself is 什么什么，动词不定式可以做句子的主语。爱一个人就是什么什么什么。我们可以同样用这样的一个句式来造句子啦。比如说 ,to practice regularly is important.经常练习是很重要的。但是我们要注意在现代英语之中呢这种用法其实是比较少见的在非正式文体之中尤其少见。一般呢我们会用 it 作为先行主语来代替来说这样的一句话。比如说刚才这句话呢我们可以说 It is important to practice regularly. 那动词不定式做主语的情况少见但是呢动词 ing 的结构作为主语会更多见一点点。比如说 Selling insurance is a boring job.推销保险是一个乏味的活儿。同样是这句话我们也可以换成 Practicing regularly is important. 同样早读这句话也可以说 Loving oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. 动词不定式做主语会更常见一些。好我们再来继续看 Something is the beginning of something. 什么什么是什么什么的开始。很简单的一个词链我们来造个句子。这就是花园旅途的起点。This is the beginning of a garden tour.后面的 a lifelong romance 是终身浪漫的意思 lifelong 是形容词表示终身的毕生的比如说 David finally realized his lifelong ambition David 终于实现了他毕生的抱负终身学习呢我们就可以说 lifelong learning 一辈子的学习也就是终身学习啦 I think lifelong learning is a concept that is never too soon or too late for learning我觉得终身学习说的就是学习永远都不嫌晚。我们来看两个原声例句感受一下。我认为图书馆是真正的终身学习中心。I think libraries are truly centers of lifelong learning. 必须提供终身学习这样人们才能够不断地接受再培训。
There has to be lifelong learning available so that people can continually retrain. There has to be lifelong learning available so that people can continually retrain. There has to be lifelong learning available so that people can continually retrain.
There has to be lifelong learning available so that people can continually retrain. 今天的活学活用呢，我们就来用终身学习 lifelong learning 用这个词来随造一个句子。 回到早读，我们来看这句话很简单。To love oneself, 爱自己 is the beginning of a lifelong romance, 是终身浪漫的开始。我们再来读一下这句话。To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. 我建议大家把这句话背下来，可以直接用到口语和写作之中的。今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.
Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?